And welcome back. Glad you could join us today. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus here in studio. Last month, it was my great pleasure to rediscover once again the beautiful Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center in Nashville, Tennessee, the heart of Music City. And joining us today to tell us more about this beautiful property is General Manager Arthur Keith. Welcome to the show, Arthur.
Thank you. It is great to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the great things that are going on these days at the Gaylord Opryland. I mean, people who might have been there a few years ago, they'll still recognize that great traditional Southern hospitality, but there's so much more that is going on site.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Opryland has been extremely successful over the years, really based off of, I think, having some of the friendliest people in the industry. We certainly have an outstanding staff, but the last couple of years we've been making major enhancements to the facility and to our product, and it really started with 2 years ago. We added just a spectacular European-style spa, Relax. It's just been doing wonderful business for us, and over the last couple of years we've been refurbishing all of our guest rooms. So all of our guest rooms have taken on a much more contemporary feel. And the feedback from our guests has been outstanding. And really this year, we started enhancing and updating our restaurants. And we just recently opened our Water's Edge restaurant, which is our version of what buffet restaurants of the future will be. And it's in our Delta atrium right along the Delta River. And it's got spectacular views of both the water show and the river. And it's doing well. And we have just a lot of additional food and beverage enhancements coming, and the buffet was the first, and there's more coming.
Well, what I really enjoyed, you talk about the refurbishments to the rooms, but you sit out there on the balcony and look out over the atrium, and you don't really think that you're indoors. You think you're overlooking a beautiful indoor park.
Yeah, and I think that sums up quite well what the architects were trying to bring to life when Opryland was built. You're right. The views from the balconies of our guest rooms are just truly, truly outstanding. And if you want to get away and be in a real peaceful surroundings, you know, as you said, sit on a balcony, look out, see beautiful plantings, the trees, the flowers, the cascading waterfalls, and just kind of let your body drift away. And that's what so many guests do when they come visit us.
Well, I made sure to leave my balcony doors open at night and listen to those waterfalls just trickle down. And it was just like being outdoors. Outdoors and in a sort of a remote setting, and here you are in a very contemporary, very modern, very urban setting.
Yeah, absolutely. We have over 5 acres under glass. Our atriums consist of over 5 acres of planet space with the waterfalls and trees and everything. So it's a very large and very vast space. And yeah, you're right. It feels as though you're outdoors, but you haven't left the building.
I enjoy walking through all of those atriums. You go upstairs and downstairs and through the various gardens and different themes of the different buildings that are connected. You can certainly get a workout doing that every day as well.
No, you're right, because there's miles and miles of walking paths throughout our building, and what's fascinating about them is I've been in the building now for the resort for 4 years, and you really have to stop and really take in everything that there is to see when you're walking through the buildings, because there's the plants, there's the flowers, there's the trees, there's the waterfalls, there's the ponds, there's the koi fish, there's the sculptures. And there's the artwork. There's just so much to see and take in. And you know, recently we've layered into that more music in the atriums to really give the atriums life.
And when you walk through the different retail sectors and the dining sectors, it's like going through a small town.
Well, we like to call it a small city. But no, you're right, and it's really our vision is it's a small city with different neighborhoods, and you have the garden atrium, which is going to feel very much as though you're in an English garden. You have the Cascades atrium, which feels somewhat tropical. Then there's a Delta Island atrium, which gives you a sense that you're on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. So each area has its own identity, and you feel as though you've been transported to a different place.
What's very popular with children, especially, is that they can take the boat ride through the Delta.
You're right. Our Delta flat boat ride is very, very, very popular, and it's about a 25-minute tour around our largest atrium, and our guide could take you through kind of a historical tour of the hotel and what each area represents, and it's a fascinating tour, and our guests truly, truly appreciate it.
What I found particularly interesting about the waters that make up that Delta River that flows through there is that when it was initially built, they collected waters from rivers in every state and in the U.S., every province in Canada, and sort of melted them all together and made up the water stream.
Yeah, I wish I could have taken credit for that marketing concept. The folks that came up with that were just brilliant, because you're right, they sent a small glass bottle to thousands of different cities and said, look, you know, put some of your local river water in this bottle and send it back to us, and we're going to pour all this water into the Delta River here at Opryland, and we want to market it as though it's waters from around the world, and it truly is. It truly is.
Now, over the coming years as well, Opryland is not sitting still. You've got a number of other things, expansion plans, the convention center, more rooms coming.
Absolutely. We're going to continue updating our restaurants. We're creating an area off the original lobby, the Magnolia Lobby, that we're calling the District, which will serve as an entertainment district for us. We will have a great nightclub, great upscale shopping. New Mexican cantina will be added to that area. Then in addition to that, the building is getting bigger. We are adding additional meeting space, another 400,000 square foot of meeting space, which will leave us as the third largest facility in the world when it comes to a hotel meeting space all under one roof. And then we're going to add 400 more guest rooms. And I should say we're going to have 400 suites, because we're building a 400-unit all-suite tower. That would be a great addition to our rooms.
What I found particularly nice as well is that you don't feel that overwhelming sense. You go to some convention hotels that are almost 3,000 rooms and you feel overwhelmed, but by having the different atriums and the different wings, you feel like you're in a moderate-sized property, and that sense of service and hospitality can really shine through.
Yeah, and that's absolutely, that's the Opryland experience there. You mentioned it. That sense of hospitality shining through. I mean, it is a large resort, but we definitely want it to feel small to our customers, and the greatest way for it to feel small is by having great, great, friendly staff members.
And one of the great things about staying at the Gaylord Opryland Resort is you're really right there for all the great things that you go to Nashville for, the other Gaylord attractions such as the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium, Wild Horse Saloon. You have the shuttle bus to downtown. You really stay in a very central location, 10 minutes from the airport as well.
Yeah, we're owned by, we're part of Gaylord Entertainment. We are an entertainment company, and there are just a tremendous amount of entertainment options within our company as well as the city overall. And our location is, I think, spectacular. As you said, minutes from the airport, minutes to downtown. General Jackson's right next door to us, which is a great, great dining entertainment experience. There's a golf course that we own that's right down the road from us. So, and then there's downtown Nashville with some of the best musicians in the world performing nightly on Lower Broadway and Second Ave. And you know, the city really, really comes to life, and it's really music that puts the life in it.
Well, there's certainly a lot of life and feeling and vibrancy about Nashville, because it is Music City USA.
Yes, and I love it when I personally had the chance to take guests from out of town down to Lower Broadway and have them see and experience some of the honky tonks. I mean, you know, what's great about Nashville, it's country, it's the honky tonks, it's jazz, it's blues, it's rock and roll, it's bluegrass. There's a little bit of something for everybody, and it's just great, great, great music.
Now, coming up over the coming season, some big plans as well for seasonal events.
Well, this time of year here is our biggest event of the year, and this is what we call Country Christmas, an event where we string millions and millions of lights on the exterior of our building, and we fill all of our atriums with spectacular Christmas decorations that are hanging from the atriums. And the scale on some of these decorations is, a 20-foot ornament hanging from the ceiling, and you replicate that over 50 to 100 ornaments, and it's just a spectacular view. I'm beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. www.gaylordhotels.com to check it all out. Arthur Keith, General Manager, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back after these words, talking about Barcelo Hotels all-inclusives in Mexico, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic. Stay listening.